A new voting residence law in New Hampshire is leading to confusion and charges of voter suppression. It's a law that's the subject of a legal challenge. Backers consider it an attempt to clarify voting rules, but as WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks explains, opponents claim the new law is a blatant attempt by Republicans to block college students from other states from voting in New Hampshire.
That's a serious charge as an election year approaches. The complaints are coming from Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren, as she campaigns for the first-in-the-nation presidential primary.
I want to say something that I know is very controversial in some places in New Hampshire. I believe in the right of every American citizen to vote, including college students.
That's Warren at the University of New Hampshire last week. She's referring to House Bill 1264, which Republican Governor Chris Sununu signed in 2018. Essentially, the law changes the definition of a legal resident in New Hampshire and adds new requirements to vote. It means if a student drives, they'll need to get a New Hampshire license and register their car here. It used to be that students or other part-time residents could vote here if they were domiciled in the state, which is a fancy way of saying lived here more than anywhere else. But Tyler Pierce and Greta Swartz, who are from New Hampshire and attend UNH, worry that the new law makes it harder for out-of-state students to vote.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a concern because when you have, like, any sort of voter suppression, which I think that this is really, like, we're not giving people their votes where they're being counted.
It's important. I mean, if you go to school in New Hampshire, I think that you represent the state as much as anybody else that lives here. It's your home now. So I think it's important for people to be able to vote where they are.
Maggie Flaherty agrees with that. She's from California and is now a junior at Dartmouth College.
Students who want to engage in their community in the democratic process should not be discouraged from doing so by lawmakers.
Flaherty is one of two Dartmouth students who are plaintiffs in a case filed by the ACLU, challenging the law as an illegal effort to suppress the student vote. The ACLU says linking voting rights to residency requirements, like paying to register a car and getting a state license, is like an unconstitutional poll tax. Maggie Flaherty just calls the law confusing, something that local election officials complain about as well. They say there's been a lack of clear guidance from the Secretary of State's office about precisely what the new law requires. Again, Maggie Flaherty.
Students don't know if they can vote or how to vote. And so the fact that this bill has made voting difficult is a barrier in and of itself.
But Barbara Griffin, a Republican representative from Goffstown, supports the law. She says New Hampshire was the only state in the country that didn't require voters to be legal residents. And that led to confusion.
New Hampshire has a pretty high seasonal population. And we have people who in the past have contacted our Secretary of State's office and said, I heard you don't need to live in New Hampshire to vote there. How do I vote?
Griffin points out the new law was supported by the state's longtime Democratic Secretary of State, Bill Gardner. And she says it clarifies that only legal residents can vote, which she says is especially important in New Hampshire.
Given our status as a swing state and that we have had historically some of the closest elections in the country, we had a Senate race, I believe, decided by two votes. We think it's important to make sure that everybody's vote is counted the same and is counted correctly.
By the way, she's right about that Senate race. In 1975, John Durkin beat Lewis Wyman by just two votes in the closest U.S. Senate election ever. More recently, in 2016, Senator Maggie Hassan, the Democratic incumbent, beat Republican Kelly Ayotte by just over 1,000 votes, while Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump in New Hampshire by less than 3,000. So thousands of out-of-state college students who lean Democratic can sway a close election. And that has long chafed New Hampshire Republicans. After 2016, one Republican lawmaker said, if you're in New Hampshire just 8 months a year, you shouldn't be able to vote here. And when lawmakers debated the measure, a Republican supporter declared that out-of-state students don't have skin in the game. The law passed mostly along party lines and remains the source of a bitter partisan fight.
There's nothing more fundamental to our democracy than the right of an individual to vote and make decisions about their government. And what this law does is it throws up an obstacle to that.
Rennie Cushing is a Democratic state rep from Hampton, New Hampshire. He's also a state co-chair of Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign and says the new law is a setback for voting rights.
There was a time in our country where we used to have poll taxes, and finally the United States Supreme Court decided that such a fundamental right as the right to vote should not be conditioned upon someone's economic wealth or any other reasons. And that's what this attack on the franchise is doing.
Supporters point out the New Hampshire Supreme Court reviewed and approved the measure before Governor Sununu signed it. But now it's being challenged not only by the ACLU, but also by the New Hampshire Democratic Party. This week, the ACLU asked a federal court to block the law through the New Hampshire presidential primary in early February. And with a general election just a year away, there's a lot at stake in this case. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.